All right. God bless you all. Thank you. Thanks again to the saints in San Diego for the privilege of being able to hold forth the word, and for all the believers who have called in. And for your intercessory prayer on my behalf over this period. This has been effectual, to say the least. It has been a great blessing for me and for my family. A while back, I shared with you I was kind of sparked to look at loving our God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and the wrap-up that night, thanks to Dan, was the key, and that is our Lord Jesus Christ demonstrated loving the Lord our God with all of our heart and soul and mind and strength. And therefore, since it's Christ in us, since we are infused with Jesus Christ, since we are in Christ's place here on earth, we have that ability. And we have that responsibility. The great thing about God having shed abroad his love, about him having loved us, is that that guarantees us the ability. We know that we can and do love him to the best of our individual effort with our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Now, an interesting thing happened. About the time Barney asked me to teach, I got one of the sources of my continued spiritual sustenance, a newsletter that I get from believers out on the East Coast, and it addressed that very thing. And tonight, I'm going to share with you that newsletter, because the timing couldn't have been more appropriate for me, not only as a reminder, but to clarify that our mission, so to speak, is not only to one another, but to all those who seek God. Like I often say, sometimes they don't even know they're seeking him. When he came to me, I didn't know I was seeking him. But it was such a beautiful and succinct rendering of something that the world views one way, but that God shows us in much greater depth when we go to his word regarding this. Because they entitled this newsletter teaching The Golden Rule. And I'm not going to expand very much at all on this. I'm simply going to share with you the newsletter as it came to me. The Golden Rule is simply stated as, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. It is found in Matthew 7:12. The amplified reading of that rendering of that verse is, so then in everything, treat others the same way you want them to treat you. For this is the essence of the law and the writings of the prophets. The Old Testament law and the writings of the prophets are summed up by these words. Jesus Christ is once asked a question which relates to the golden rule by a lawyer, who was also a Pharisee. But when the Pharisees had heard that he had put the Sadducees to silence, they were gathered together. Then one of them, a Pharisee, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him, and saying, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. It's Matthew 22:34-40. All the law of Moses and the writings of the Old Testament are summarized by these two commandments. Earlier in Matthew 22, the Pharisees had tried to stump him, but that failed. Then the Sadducees asked him questions relating to the resurrection for the same reason. And Jesus put the Sadducees to silence. So this question, Master, which is the great commandment in the law, was posed by a Pharisee, a lawyer, who was tempting Jesus Christ. His answer was, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. This was and still is the right answer. Even though Christians are no longer under the law of Moses, we can learn from this commandment. People who want to enjoy fellowship with God and desire to serve the one true God will want to practice this commandment. Our thinking and our actions should be founded in loving God with our whole heart, soul, mind, and strength. In answer to this Pharisee, the lawyer, Jesus Christ added to the greatest commandment the second one. And the second is like unto it, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. How much do people love themselves? In Ephesians 5, the context of which deals with the church as the body of Christ, presents a wonderful truth on a subject related to this. It says, So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. That's Ephesians 5:28. You don't have to turn there. God's word says people should love their neighbor as they love themselves. Here it says a man who loves his wife loves himself. What a great analogy for a husband and wife. Certainly this sets a great standard for married life. The next verse, Ephesians 5:29, says, For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. This shows how much Jesus Christ cares for the members of the church. More importantly, and I mean, this is added by me. It closes a loophole to somebody who says they don't love their own body. God tells you. I mean, obviously we care for our bodies because we sustain our bodies in order to take care of our business. Once we love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, we take care of and maintain and sustain our bodies to take care of His business. So even if you don't want to love your own body, it's your business to love your own body and to nourish and cherish it, because Jesus Christ loved and cherished the church. Back to the newsletter. It also clarifies the standards for husbands and wives. In addition, from this, we can understand how we should love our neighbor. Certainly, our specific treatment of a husband or wife would be different from our general treatment of a neighbor. Yet, the idea of self-love and loving others can be understood by this analogy. And to close, when a person loves his neighbor as he loves himself, his treatment of his neighbor will line up with Matthew 7:12, which is summed up by these words: do unto others as you would have them do unto you. These are great standards for living for all people. So, Heavenly Father, we thank you for having given us a standard by which we should love ourselves, by which we should love you, and by which we should know what is the first commandment you have toward your people. And that is to love you. And it's only possible because you first loved us. We thank you for that love, for shedding it abroad in our hearts, and Father, for the fruit of that love being demonstrated when we decide to obey, and demonstrated in ways we couldn't possibly imagine or ask for. We thank you, God, for making us your children and the fruit of your love. And it's in the name of our soon returning Lord and Savior, He who made the ultimate sacrifice for each of us, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that we pray. Amen.